Today's 614. Let's talk to kind of a local celebrity over the next couple
days. Molly Haynes is on. Hi, Molly.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good. Thank you very much. Hey, congrats on your gig this weekend as the PA announcer at Nationwide for the Final Four. Good work.
Very excited about it.
Yeah, and we should mention, too, you're the PA announcer for the Ohio State Lady Buckeyes as well. And kudos to you for calling me out on Facebook for not mentioning the women's Buckeye scores enough. Do you notice I picked it up?
Hey, you know, Torg, I did notice that. And I also wanted to tell you that I'm an Eagles fan. I know how happy you're here to hear that. So, but I'm a normal Eagles fan. I'm not one of those crazy folks out there. But I do love the Eagles, and I know that they're taking on your Vikings in the opening game, so that should be fun. We should put a wager on that.
We should. Maybe that IPA.
I'll take the Rams this year.
IPA for one of the games. I get to call a name or something. Maybe we'll do something. If you don't get fired, yeah.
Well, I might get fired. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Hey, was it hard for you doing PA? Because I've known guys who have done it.
I know, I have as well.
My buddy does it for the Phoenix Suns. Is there pressure if there's a name that's tough for you? Do you kind of get in your skull where I got to get it right? How does that work when you have a trouble name?
Yeah, you know, I do. I've been doing this for a while. I started at Ohio University, so I'm a Bobcat, and I started doing PA down there at OU. And I do a lot of prep work and you know, before the game starts, and I do want to get it right because,
absolutely.
You know, even if a player gets in a game for the end of the game, you want to get it right. And for example, Notre Dame has a player, Arike Ogunbowale. I get to say that this weekend, so I'll be practicing that a little bit.
Yeah, I would think you've already been through all four rosters pretty thoroughly with your highlighter at this point.
Yeah, I already printed it out and looked at everything, and I'm ready to roll. And the good thing is, earlier this year, they had a countdown to Columbus, so I've already seen Louisville and I've already seen UConn. So that kind of makes my job this year a little bit easier. And I announced Mississippi State last year because this is actually my fifth year doing the Women's Final Four.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty familiar with the teams this year, so I actually I got a little bit of a break, so that's nice.
Well, and we had Katie Smith on last week, and she is excited to be coming back. This is going to be a great week for Central Ohio.
Yes, it's going to be a great week, and I encourage people, even if you don't have tickets, there's a lot of really good things going on downtown, and there's a website that people can go on to. And it's ColumbusWFF.com, and it talks about all the events for kids and everything that's going on this weekend. But, yeah, Katie Smith, we're having a Columbus Quest reunion. I don't know if she said anything to you guys about that, but everybody's coming back, and we're doing a 20-year Columbus Quest reunion on Saturday at Nationwide Arena. If anybody wants to come out, it's free to the public.
Now, being a PA announcer, does that open you up to other avenues of work, like voice work, maybe speaking engagements or anything like that? Or do you have another job that you do?
Well, I have done some voice work in the past. I have done, you know, some commercials and some different types of things. But, no, I actually work for a company called Revolution Group. It's a technology consulting company in Westerville, and I'm an account manager there. So it's just basically kind of a part-time gig for me, but, you know, I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it very much.
Well, we were listening to some of your calls earlier before we got you on the phone, and you should come up with create a little tour.
He's the king of stupid. 6'6", 230.
It's stupid and bald.
I would love to come up with a tagline. I'll have to work on that for you guys. Sure.
Now, when you're doing a game, like Kelsey Mitchell was the big star, do they instruct you at Ohio State where, let's say, the game's close, people are getting into it, where you give a little Kelsey Mitchell for three? Do they instruct you to, at certain points of the game, we want you to
home
give
it up
a little
home it up?
Yeah, you know, they don't. I just kind of had developed my own style over the years, and that is one of the things that I do say, is I say the player name, you know, for three is how I do it. But,
oh, okay.
You know, I have to be neutral when it's the Final Four. So when I'm doing an Ohio State game, if you've ever, if anybody's ever heard me, I'm a little bit more excited about the Buckeyes, you know, than I am the away team. But for the Final Four, I have to be neutral. Yeah. So now I've really just kind of developed my own style, and I kind of just go with the game, and I just try to get the crowd pumped up.
Hey, have you ever had a thing
where
and Molly Haynes is with
a
us. She's the PA announcer.
She's a professional.
You're a professional.
Darn.
Have you ever,
she's telling us.
Have you ever had an instant where maybe for some reason you lost count of the game and don't know who scored?
Oh, for sure. Especially if the guy sitting next to me or the gal sitting next to me that's doing the game management, there's really a lot going on because they're telling me, okay, the next time out, we're going to do this PA for Coca-Cola.
Right.
And then I hear the, you know, the crowd, and I said, oh, that's not good. So I usually just talk to the person that does the book, and I say, hey, who scored that basket? So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and I do miss things every once in a while.
Yeah, right. I would have to assume that's got a lot of stuff coming your way.
Well, good luck this weekend, man. We'll be listening and watching, and congratulations on the gig, and we hope you do it for many more years.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you guys very much. I'm a huge fan. I actually listen to you guys every morning when I'm getting ready for work, so I appreciate it.
And Molly, and from now on, I'm going to be mentioning all those scores.
Well, you better, because I'll tweet you, Tor.
Okay. Thanks, Molly.
All right, go Eagles.
All right, so long.
Bye-bye.